Hello, welcome again. We have been discussing about a lot of aspects related to project management and resource management. Now let's look at the project management softwares which aid in doing the work which is planned related to project as well as resources. So in this session, we are going to look at resource planning, benefits, challenges, objectives, overview of tools, then AI-related features which have been introduced, and many more things. So first of all, let's get acquainted with project management softwares related to resource planning. So resource planning plays a very crucial role in a project because, as I had already told you about, different kinds of resources are required on projects, not only the human resources but material resources as well. Okay, so all these resources needs to be planned well and tracked well during the life cycle of the project. They have to be effectively allocated and utilized. If they are not utilized, project will bear the cost for it. Okay, so many times people or managers use manual methods like spreadsheets and all to track it, but they are not very effective. And complex projects' interdependencies cannot be catered to using this kind of softwares. And they fail to handle these complexities. And that is why need for resource management and project management software has come into light. Okay? So project management softwares provide integrated platform to plan, allocate, track resources in real time. Okay? And it helps to stay aligned and manage the work better. Like, in a construction project, for let's say team which need to coordinate, like, engineers, architects, contractor, their interdependencies can be managed. Unless and until the architect has prepared the plan, engineers cannot work on it, right? Or contractors cannot be onboarded. Okay? At right time in a right amount. So that is why this project management software for resources becomes very, very important. As I said, resources come in different forms. It can be human resources like team members, architects, contractors, specialists, designers, anybody, any human resources. Material resources like equipments, raw material, facilities, like a facility where in a construction project you need to store concrete which is needed for building pillars, let's say in a building. So this concrete needs to be stored somewhere. Okay, the sand which is mixed in a concrete, okay, that also needs to be stored. Okay, these are material resources, or a crane or a ready-mix truck which is required. These all things need to be tracked well. Financial resources like budgets, plans, these are all resources which need to be planned better. The golden triangle, scope, time, cost needs to be managed on a project within the given resources. And that is why, why this resource planning matters is there can be conflicts. Okay, conflicts in terms of same resource might be required at different phases in a different, during the life cycle of project. Or let's say equipment, right? A crane to put the pillars, on the pillars you need to put a beam. So crane which is required throughout the life cycle of project, when, what, how, this needs to be managed, the cost related to it. Okay, to maximize the efficiency, right person with the right skill on right time. This is what a project manager or team needs to manage. So avoid conflicts, interdependencies need to be managed. And that is why this resource planning softwares are very, very important. Also, it supports forecasting. Okay, if you know what all available resources I have, I can forecast what additional resources I will need at what cost. I can utilize the existing resources well, as well as how well other resources can be managed. Also, it enhances accountability. Each resource allocation is documented and transparent so that the billing invoicing process becomes very, very important, transparent. Like in a construction project activities, specialized machinery which is required. Okay, this machinery, as I said, crane, or you know, in a manufacturing projects, you know, a machine which prints something, or machine which creates 3D models, you know, when is it available, how is it available, what extent it is available. All this needs to be managed. This interdependency, scheduling overlaps can be managed better. The core functions of project management softwares for resource planning, let's look at them now. Resource allocation. What do you mean by resource allocation? Assigning a resource to a specific task. Okay, let's take an example of construction project. To build one slab, okay, you require many different kinds of resources. You need a ready-mix truck, okay, maybe from third party, or you will yourself create it. Next, there will be resources or laborers who will ensure that the ready-mix truck is poured on the steel structure which is created. Then there will be resources who will ensure that there are no bubbles in, so they mix it well, or they put a rod, or they put machinery so that there are no bubbles remaining in this structure when it is poured on a steel structure. Then there will be people who will do after maintenance or pouring water on this cement concrete which is being laid. Okay, so there are multiple tasks which need to be done as one whole set of activities. Laying a slab is not a single person's job. There is multiple people who are involved. So people allocation, the resource allocation has to be done to a perfection. Tools, assets which are required, skill sets which are required, right? Okay, so this cannot be done very easily. It's a complex job. Avoiding over allocation and underutilization. A resource is available in a day, let's say for 9 hours. How will I ensure that it is not 15 hours of work allocated to him? Otherwise, he will not be able to work next day. Or it is not underutilized. That means he's just working for 4 hours. No. I don't want this thing to happen. So that is why this resource planning or resource allocation is very, very important. Capacity and overload management. Capacity. The capacity of a resource is to work 8 hours per day, 5 days a week. So the capacity available with me is 40 hours. How much I am utilizing it? How much of capacity I am utilizing? What is the workload for that particular? What are the tasks that person is required to complete within this 40 hours? Right? So this needs to be tracked. Okay? During 40 hours time, after 20 hours, I need to check. Is the allocated task completed? Is there any adjustment required? How will I do it? I cannot manually go and check each and everything. So this is where your resource planning softwares help doing this work. Okay? Cost budget tracking. Each resource on a project leads to cost. As I said, you know, RCC concrete requires money. A laborer, daily wage worker requires money. So each of this leads to cost on your project and needs to be tracked perfectly well. Otherwise, your project will become over budgeted. The sponsors will not be happy about it. So the cost needs to be tracked perfectly. So This software allows linking your resources with the cost or a billing rate. Let's say I give you example, right? You know, one resource is available 8 hours per day for whole week, 5 days, that is 40 hours. His rate, billing rate will be, let's say $60 per, or let's say 500 rupees per day, per hour. So per hour, 500 multiplied by 8 hours, right? So 4,000 rupees that person needs to be paid per day. Okay, so similarly, the cost of material needs to be calculated. This will lead to a budget. What is the optimal budget I'm looking at? Okay, so alerting, if there is a, we are going above the budget, then alert should be triggered. This is not possible in case of a manual tracking. This is where your software's help. Okay, again, core functions about resource planning softwares is resource calendars and availability. As we have seen earlier also, people come from diverse backgrounds and diverse geographies. In this case, then their calendars will differ in terms of their availability. The leaves in a particular region might be different. Like you, in US, people might have Christmas leave, which they will need. Okay, many times people will not be available after 15th of December because they're celebrating Christmas. In India, people will need leave during Diwali vacation. Okay, so in October and November, people will take more leaves. So their availability needs to be tracked. Their resource calendar, what is the availability, from when to when the resource is available, that needs to be tracked. Working hours, holidays, time offs needs to be tracked. And why we are doing this? To avoid any kind of schedule conflicts. Not over allocating resources or allocating resources when they are not available. If, let's take an example that I'm planning to give a work to a US resource for a critical development, I cannot give it in December, because I know in December many of the resources will be on leave because of Christmas. I cannot give a person who is working in India a task, urgent task, during Diwali, because I know people will take leaves, right? So this scheduling has to be handled perfectly through resource calendars and availability. Okay, scenario planning, what if analysis. What if analysis is checking or simulations, basically. If I do this, what will be the effect? What if analysis or scenarios? These are different strategies. If I do this much of capacity, if the resource works 8 hours per day, what is the time at which, you know, he'll be able to, he or she will be able to complete this task? That is what if. Different scenarios. So I feed the data to the software and simulate different scenarios. What is the ideal situation? So if I want to complete a task within the next 15 days, how many hours a resource is required to work so that he or she is able to complete that task within this much amount of time? What if? 5 hours per day, 10 hours per day, 12 hours per day? What is the ideal situation? That is what if scenario planning. Okay, it balances the cost, time, and quality requirements on the project. Okay, let's look at a few of the benefits and challenges in using the resource planning softwares. Okay, benefit, centralized data, very, very important benefit. Okay, centralized data, anybody can access that data anywhere in the world. Okay, like, you know, people can, you know, fill timesheets from anywhere in the world. Stakeholders can look at the data in a real time. Okay, real time adjustment. If a project course changes, reschedule becomes very, very easy. That's a benefit. Okay, what if scenario I told you about, I can generate different scenarios and change the project and timelines accordingly so that my end goal or project objective is achieved. Better collaboration. Okay? Team knows who is responsible for what, looking at the scheduling, which is done using resource planning. They know what is my start time, what is my end time for the task. What are the dependencies? After task A has completed, then task B can start. So once the RCC cement has been poured, it has been laid, next day person who is going to water the cement or put a water on the cement so that it doesn't dry quickly can start. He cannot do it before that, right? Okay. So these interdependencies can be managed. Better coordination. Risk reduction. Bottlenecks. What do you mean by bottlenecks? When there are bottlenecks means you cannot proceed unless and until this bottleneck has been reduced. The word comes from the term wherein you know you have a bottle whose neck is small. The water can flow as fast as its bottle neck. If the bottle is filled with whole bottle, but it cannot, you cannot pour it faster. Why? Because the neck of the bottle is smaller. It can flow faster only to the extent the size of the neck. That is bottleneck. Unless and until you overcome the problem bottlenecks, you cannot proceed. So this kind of bottlenecks can be identified easily using the softwares. Like a critical path. No, that is the longest and critical path. Anything happens to this critical path will lead to delay. Scalability. Works across number of large number of portfolios with different number of resources. Okay. Now let's look at the challenges which contribute to this project management planning softwares or resource planning softwares. Many times without PMS, you know, challenges, I would say, you know, errors. If you're tracking it in an Excel sheet, you know, many times manual errors, you know, instead of typing 5, I will write, if I type 8, it can lead to 3 hours extra cost for my project, right? So instead of 5 hours, resources working 8 hours, I'm paying money for 8 hours. Manual errors can happen. Difficult to track multi-project dependencies. Dependencies cannot be tracked. I cannot visualize what are the dependencies in a project, which is nicely done in the resource allocation or project management softwares. Also, resource conflicts, the scheduling calendar conflicts, which I said, I will not come to know. This can be easily done, you know, using the softwares. Also, the data which is updated is not many times real time. It is at discretion of project manager. When and how that project manager updates, the data is represented. So it doesn't give a real picture to the stakeholders. Okay. Let's move on to looking at different project management softwares, how they deal with it. Okay. So goal of PMS, that is project management software, is to bring a structured accuracy and accountancy accountability for a project manager. For example, you know, if you're working in a hospital construction project, you know, you need to understand this. Hospital, building a hospital is different than building a residential complex. You know, there are certain requirements, like an operation theater. Okay, operation theater, where can you build? You cannot build operation theater anywhere. There are certain requirements for building an operation theater. There cannot be any washrooms near up and down the operation theater. It can lead to infection. It has to be a secure area. Who will give this information to the construction people? There have to be experts, people, architects or designers who need this input. So there will be expert from hospital management who will give this input. How will this be tracked? This will come as a requirement in the project management. If you write it down and miss to take it, then it will lead to disaster, right? So this kind of requirements hygiene requirements or any kind of legal requirements, like, you know, accessibility. Where will be the nursing quarters? You know, will it be end of the corridor or middle? Why is it needed in middle? Because they will have access. So these kind of requirements needs to be communicated, and this can be handled way much better using a project management software. Okay, so they come in different forms, ranging from for a large scale organization or a small scale organization or a startup. Okay, like a lean agile startup, anything. And they have different strengths and weaknesses according to the organization's needs. Each tool has its own strength, focus areas, user base, you know. Like, you know, if you are working in a startup, okay, the requirement is different. If you are working in a large-scale organization, then requirement is different. In a large-scale organization, okay, in-depth billing process or invoicing process needs to be handled. Each resources have to be accounted. But that might not be the priority for startup, because resources can work any number of hours. Because it's a startup organization, people follow the hero culture, right? So there are multiple softwares available in the market to cater to this need. And the top two are Microsoft Project Plan and Primavera. Okay. So there are others also, Trello and Asanas. Okay. They are mainly for agile or creative team, innovative teams. Okay. When there is a inspect and adapt kind of situation. But MS Project and Primavera are advanced enterprise level softwares which are available in the market. You need to choose, or rather, you know, project needs to choose the software according to the project complexity, organization culture, and size of your project requirements, basically your project environment. Okay, so MS Project, when we talk about MS Project, it is enterprise grade. I would not say very big organization, but organizations where, you know, projects like construction or kind of, you know, pharma kind of projects are required, then enterprise grade level MS project software can be used. Its strength is scheduling and resource allocation. Okay, and it also allows you to integrate with tools like Excel, or within it is a Microsoft plans, you know. So it allows you integration with Microsoft product family and Power BI. Okay, it allows you to schedule, you know, in a more much complex way than, you know, in a normal software. It features Gantt charts. Gantt charts allow you a graphic representation or visualized representation of resource allocation, as well as capacity, budgeting, cost tracking. They can be done easily. So you define a rate for resource, allocate the resource to a task. Automatically, it will calculate the cost for that particular task. Let's say the labor for watering, the rate is 100 rupees per 2 hours. Okay, so if I allocate that resource for 10 hours, so that means 100 multiplied by 500. That cost is automatically calculated by Microsoft and shown to you very easily. Okay, so what if scenarios can be also done using Microsoft Project. And portfolio management is multiple project. Multiple project means what? Let me give a simple example. Okay, you are working on mobile projects. Okay, you are planning to build a mobile series of mobile phones in the market, and all those mobile phones are going to use one chip which is developed by a R&D department. So all the projects which are going to, all the mobile projects which are going to use that chip need a dependency on the R&D project, right? So multiple project interactions or multiple interdependencies can be maintained using this projects. So portfolio kind of, portfolio means a portfolio of projects. So mobile projects related to chips, memory, display, and many other things. Interdependencies can be maintained, okay? Primavera. It is provided by Oracle. It's a household name. Many people know about Oracle. It's a high-end enterprise project portfolio management software. Okay, it can handle very large and complex project. Basically, oil and gas or engineering constructions also can, you know, cater, you know, Primavera can cater to this kind of projects. So features is multi-project portfolio management. I just now explained to you what can be achieved by a Microsoft project. Same can be achieved, but in a much more complex way. It can allow you to create advanced scheduling, critical path method across different projects. So if there is an interdependency between different projects, the critical path can be created. Okay, resource leveling and cost control across multiple projects, risk analysis and forecasting, integration with different ERPs, aerospace, energy, and large-scale IT programs do use Primavera. Then there is Trello. Trello is very lightweight and visual collaborative tool. Visual means it gives you a lot of interaction in terms of visual representation. Like, you know, it's mainly used in agile projects when in research and innovation, inspect and adapt kind of situation happens. Its strength is it's very simple drag and drop kind of a scenario, visual tracking, great for small teams and startups, basically. It features boards. What do I mean by boards? Boards represent basically progress or graphs, what we call in Microsoft Project. They are boards here. They represent how your project is progressing. Okay. Drag and drop resource allocation, as I said, very easy. Drag and drop the resources on the task, they will be allocated. Also, integration with apps like Google Drive and Jira, very easily. They have checklists and deadlines for personal accountability. Collaboration in real time with comments, file sharing. And mainly, as I said, they are used for Agile and Scrum projects when there is a inspect and adapt startup kind of project, you know, creative, you know, wherein you need to make frequent changes to the requirement, then Trello is best. Let's go to Asanas. This is a cloud-based project. Cloud means, you know, Trello is a standalone kind of a, you know, you install it on your machine and you work towards it. Asanas is a cloud-based project management and team management platform. It balances the need of ease of use and advanced features for the team, multi-project kind of a tracking. So due dates, priorities, multiple views, workload management, integration with Zoom, Slack, Google Workspace. These are the very good features which are available in Asanas. The main advantage is cloud-based interaction. You know, you can, you know, access it through web, you know, very easily. Okay, mainly used for agile and hybrid projects, basically. So to summarize the different tools which we looked at, there are many more, but we have just covered only four because they are prime. They are well used, you know, in different projects. There is Jira also, but Jira we are not covered. Jira is also a good tool, but Trello is much more visually appealing. Okay, so Microsoft Project, complexity of your project, if it is high, then Microsoft Project is good. Very high, then Primavera. Trello when it is low complexity, and Asanas when it is medium complexity. Best, as I said, mid-sized organization, Microsoft Project. Large organization with complexities, Primavera. Startups, we will use Trello. And digital remote teams or SMEs, we will use Asanas. So we looked at different key strengths and for these tools. I hope you have understood this. Let's move on with key insights into these tools. These tools are not fit, one size fit for all. Okay, so you cannot adapt it as is. Okay, many times you need to tweak it according to the need or requirement of your project or organization. So MS Project Primavera are resource heavy environment like a construction where resource tracking is very, very important. So small change can lead to extra cost, I told you. Asanas and Trello's, you know, fast moving collaborative team, you know, depending on agile, you know, adaptive. They need to adapt to the changes. Okay. Complexity, depending on the complexity and project size, you can choose the project tools which you want to use. Okay. So Microsoft Project and Primavera are more technical and requires skilled people to handle it. Okay. It's not very easy. Okay. You need to learn them. Otherwise, you will not be able to use that tool. Okay. Trello Asana is flexible, user-friendly. Anybody can use it. Just spend some time in the tool, you'll be able to master it. Okay. So many times organizations use mix of this tool, complexity-based. Okay. So at higher complexity level or projects, you will use Microsoft Project or Trello. And lower complexity, you will use Trello or Asana.